This is a Mississippi John Hurt song from the... Or it's actually a jazz song, I guess, from the ancient days. It's called Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor.
Down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, right before you go. That way your man will never know. Been hanging around those good time friends of mine. Hanging around those good time friends of mine. They treat me kind, they treat me fine. When I got a dollar and a dime. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, right behind your door. That way your man will never know. Been hanging around those good time friends of mine. Hanging around those good time friends of mine. They treat me fine, they treat me kind. But where were they when I didn't have a dime? Don't ever let my good gal know I'm here. Don't ever let my good gal know I'm here. She'll shoot you, might shoot me too. There ain't no telling what else she might do. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, right behind your door. That way your man will never know.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We're going to do a lullaby for you here. This is a lullaby for hobos. This was a sort of a, came as a Woody Guthrie song. It's actually not written by Woody Guthrie, but he popularized it. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's a hobo's lullaby. Well, I know your clothes are torn and ragged. And your hair is turning gray. Just turn your head and smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's a hobo's lullaby. I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, there'll be no policeman there. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's a hobo's lullaby. Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you're in a nice warm boxcar, safe from all that rain and snow. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's a hobo's lullaby. Thanks again.
Great music. Well, stay tuned to Coast Community Radio, and I'm sure you'll hear more of them on our folk shows and our great Americana shows. Hey, I want to say a great big thank you right now. Speaking of Coast Community Radio, we just wound up our spring pledge drive, and it was fantastic. We really appreciated all the support from the community. It was very successful and a lot of fun, too. So thanks for your support. And by the way, speaking of support and your help, we do have a donation container over by the stairs for Troll Radio Review. So feel free. Yeah, Mr. Heavenrich holding it up. I also want to let you know, speaking of an amazing community event, we have a great Master Gardeners group here in the Pacific Northwest, and they have a great event. They've been doing it for a number of years out at the fairgrounds. It's Spring Into Gardening with Master Gardeners. The next one is Saturday, April 12th. April sounds like a long ways away, but it's really not. So it's from 8:30 to 4:30. It's a day-long event. There are some really amazing things going on out there. It's free admission, and they have a great plant sale, activities, really incredible. incredible people to tell you a lot of things about gardening. But this year, they've added something else. And for the first time, the Spring Into Gardening event is featuring a free family fun event with kids' activities. And that's just from 2:30 to 3:30. So during that time, kids can paint a pot, they can plant seeds to take home, they can make a bug, adopt a strawberry plant, play with worms, oh boy, and take home fun stuff. It's a good chance for families to learn about and have fun doing gardening activities together. So I hope you, some of these kids here can take part in that on April 12th out at the fairgrounds. Well, speaking of things going on, in case you haven't heard, we have something of a crisis taking place just east of here on the riverfront, and it has some of our dear friends up in arms. Well, oh, I mean up in flippers. And our animal advocate, Mr. Troll, would like to take a few minutes to address the situation. I got a little message, and he said he'd like to spend some time talking about that today. So are you ready to address the situation, Mr. Troll?
Address the situation? I don't know the address or even own address.
Oh, that's right. You don't even have an address, do you?
No,
sorry about that.
No.
Let me rephrase that. You would like to talk to the people at Troll Radio today about your concerns.
Well, Debbie, that is correct. But it is not really my concern.
Well, whose concern is it? Of course.
You see, my friends at the Morin Basin, you know, east of here, have contacted me through our animal interpreter, Jack Harris.
Ooh,
and asked
Jack
for an opportunity to express their opinion regarding some proposals that have been thrown around the past few weeks. So, in the interest of transparency.
Transparency?
Well, that means putting all on your cable, all your cards face up on the table, Debbie, like five card stud.
Huh.
Do you know you play five card stud?
No.
No, but do you play?
Well, the last card game I played was a really hot game in Mexico called Siete y Media.
Oh, we will have to talk about that later.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, but Jack, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am, Mr. Troll. I'm here, and we've patched together a remote link, but I don't know for how long. The Port Authority has blocked access to the docks, and frankly, I'm not sure how you talked me into sneaking down here to talk to these sea lions.
It's all right, Jack. We've done this before and never been caught. Terry's our engineer at the station. Is the link coming through clearly?
Yes, Dickie. We have him here on the remote. Coming in loud and clear with a PA. We also have something new this time.
Oh, what is that?
We have a live Skype feed.
Ooh!
And I can see everything in real time on my phone.
Oh, technology is wonderful.
If you have something to ask the boys, I mean the sea lion, go ahead, Jack, if you're ready to interpret. We understand you want to talk to the animals.
Yeah, Terry, I would like to say I haven't been down to the docks lately, but I've been by there, and there is quite a ruckus. I want to ask you, the sea lions, Jack, how many of you fellows are hanging out? And, by the way, I have heard that we have... Oh, okay, one other thing. I have heard that we have a healthy salmon run this year, and everybody wants to know how many salmon are each of you nabbing each day.
All right, Troll.
They
say there are at least three of them hanging out, and they are catching as many as they can.
Well, that makes sense.
At least three.
Yeah.
But as I look around, I'd estimate there are over 100 sea lions on the docks, and judging from their not-so-svelte torsos, they are catching plenty of salmon.
Well, I have heard the powders that they are thinking of putting... Now, listen to this, peoples. They are thinking of putting bumpers around the docks to keep you guys off.
Well, that's why they wanted to talk. They had also heard that rumor. Apparently, some of the boys have cousins in Newport.
Oh, yeah.
Where a few of those bumpers have been installed, and they can no longer slide on or off the docks to rest and relax. And they wouldn't like to see that happen here.
Well, you know, the Port Authority, they say that you guys, you sea lions, have been making a mess and threatening the tourists safety.
Well, they would like to report that no one has ever been injured in all the years we have been here. And what do you mean exactly by making a mess?
Well, we will not get into that. Well, one of the ideas is to block all of the existing docks with the bumpers and build you guys your own platform in the middle of the basin. How does that sound to you?
Well, they say that's fine as long as they are consulted in the design. But I have a question. Who's going to pay for this? The sea lions are very clear that it is not their problem.
Well, yeah, I know something about finances. Don't you humans have something called taxpayers?
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack.
What?
Jack. A couple of security people with PA printed on their backs just showed up on the docks.
Oh, Jack.
Stinky. We've lost the audio feed.
Oh, no.
But I can still see what's happening on Skype.
What do you see, Terry?
They're talking to Jack, but wait. He's running away and, oh, no. He dove into the water and is swimming west. I guess the tide is ebbing.
He's in the water trying to escape those PA guys? Oh, wait. Now, wait a minute. I want to assure the studio audience and the people listening on the radio not to worry. Because did you not know that, among other things, that Jack is a retired rescue swimmer from the Coast Guard? So don't worry.
Whoa, that's quite the tale, Mr. Troll. You're really getting involved. I hope you're not going to be in over your head with this one. You better be careful. Well, while we're getting Lauren Sheehan up here on the stage, tell you about a few cool things going on in our area. And I tell you, there are many, many. You want to get down to the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach to see Noel Coward's Present Laughter tonight at 7:30, and I'm sure it runs a little longer. We're hearing great things about the musical Camelot by the Peninsula Players at the River City Playhouse. And that's tonight at 7 and Sunday at 2, and I think that plays through the second weekend in April. Alexa Wiley, oh my gosh, this one is going to be fabulous. Alexa Wiley with Dave Densmore and more. It sounds like there could be a pretty fabulous surprise involved on that one. Tonight at 8 p.m. at the Southwestern Lodge in Seaview. And for you Finnish fans here, we've got a Finnish and Americana duo, Alatar, and they're playing tonight at the Valley Bible Church near Rosberg at 7 p.m. Oh my gosh, and this one hasn't gotten a lot of PR, but I think it's going to be really cool. Bands and Beer. It starts today at 3 p.m., and it is partially a benefit for KMUN's remote equipment. That means the kind of things we need for this show and for other shows when we take our show on the road, Fisher Poets and whatnot. Starts today at 3 p.m., opening with Bruce Smith. All day long, there's music going on with other Portland bands. And one of the bands is a kind of a Hawaiian, rockish sort of band. And I saw a video of them, and they're really pretty great, so you might want to get down there. And a battle for the beasts at 6 p.m. at the fairgrounds. This one, oh my gosh, I hate to miss this. It's the Shanghai Roller Dolls Roller Derby right here in Clatsop County. And this is a fundraiser for Clatsop Animal Assistance. There's music all over our area. Just drive around and stop in, have dinner somewhere, and there's great things going on in our community. Well, last night, Lauren Sheehan played a cool event at for the Cannon Beach Historical Society. And this morning, she's making her first appearance on Troll Radio Review.
Oh,
welcome,
so
Lauren.
Glad. Thank you so much. I've been hearing about the trolls here in Astoria for a great long time. Now, I heard there were kids at this show. This is a kids show, right?
It's a family show.
A family show.
Yeah.
Well, I brought something in secret language for children here.
Ooh.
So I'm going to tell you guys a story, but in secret kid language. So I don't know if you want to come down, like, in the front so you can hear this up close and personal. And it's this little story about a boy who was working, and a girl who saved his bacon, so to speak. All right, so you'll see what you get from it. On rattlesnake me, why mountain nighted do I dwell? I heard me a stee-why story, I'm a gonna tee-why tell. Come a root-eye, root-eye, roo. A fine young me, why man in the month of me, why May went down to the fee-why field for to mow his he-why hay. Come a root-eye, root-eye, roo. He had not me, why mowed around his fee-why field. Come a rattle-copper snee-why snake and bit him in the he-why heel. Come a root-eye, root-eye, roo. He jumped up P.Y. high and he looked all the rear-eye round and he grabbed his Lee-Y leg and he fell to the G.Y. ground. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo. Oh, little B.Y. bird, go fetch my C.Y. saline rattlesnake B.Y. bit and I need my G.Y. gal. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo. The little bird flee-Y flew and spread the knee-Y news and yonder comes C.Y. sal without any she-Y shoes. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo. Oh, Johnny D, why dear, I'll save your leeway life if I can be your sweet little wee-way wife. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo. She grabbed his leeway leg and she made him squee-way squeal and she sucked the poison blood right out of his he-way heel. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo. Now all ye boys, me my men, wait. Now all ye me why men, this warning to you I take. Never get B.Y. bit by a rattlecopper snee-why snake. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo. When a rattlesnake B.Y. bites, it hurts like an E.Y. knife. When a woman B.Y. bites your bit for the rest of your life. Come a roo-die, roo-die, roo.
Banjo?
This next song is more about workers, and I thought it might be a great song to do when I came to Astoria, since, you know, Lewis and Clark came here and that whole westward migration started. So here's a song about a settler. And it has a kid's part, and you know it adds on. You know those kind of songs, and everything adds on and then goes backwards. So if you wanted to sing with me, just come right down here and sing with me. If you're a singer, you actually can come right up here and sing with me too, if you like the stage and that sort of thing. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I bought myself a farm, I did what I could. And I called my farm Muscle in My Arm. But the land was sweet and good, I did what I could. That's your line, y'all can sing that probably. But the land was sweet and good, I did what I could. Very good, Spud. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a farm, I did what I could. And I called my farm Muscle in My Arm. And I called my shack Break My Back. Whoa, but the land was sweet and good, I did what I could. Yeah. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a cow, I did what I could. And I call my cow No Milk Now. And I call my shack Break My Back. And I call my farm Muscle in My Arm. But the land was sweet and good, I did what I could. All right, we have one singer to join us. Anybody else want to come up and sing? But when I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I bought myself a horse, I did what I could. And I call my horse Dead of Course. And I call my cow No Milk Now. And I call my shack Break My Back. And I call my farm Muscle in My Arm. But the land was sweet and good, I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I bought myself a dog, I did what I could. And I called my dog Go the Whole Hog. And I called my horse Dead of Course. And I called my cow No Milk Now. And I called my farm Muscle in My Arm. And I called my shack Break My Back. But the land was sweet and good, I did.
what I do.
I did what I could, and I called my wife, joy of my life, and I called my cow, no milk now, and I called my dog, go the whole hog, and I called my horse, shed a horse, and I called my shack, break my back, and I called my farm, muscle my arm, but the land was street and good, I did what I do. Alright, the last one is son. First came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a son, I did what I could. And I called my son, my work's all done. And I called my wife, she's joy of my life. And I called my dog, go the whole hog. And I called my horse, get a horse. And I called my cow, no milk now. And I called my farm, muscle my arm. And I called my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, I did what I do. Sweet and true, I did what I do.
Yay! Oh, thank you, dancers. Thank you so much. Someone just said they thought the verse about the wife was run for your life. Oh, I don't. It's National Women's History Month. How could we say something like that this month? Here's another story for you kiddos and you parentos and friendos. And it's a story about a boy who was working on a ship. It's really sad. You know, the Spanish enemy was coming. The Spanish enemy was coming with guns and cannons, and they were ready to sink the ship, and the boy says he has a plan to save the ship. And so the captain says, great, I'll give you gold and jewelry. Hey, I'll even give you my daughter. Imagine that. So the boy goes, and you'll have to listen and see what happens. I don't want to tell you the ending. Now there was a ship that sailed out along the lowland sea, and the name of that ship was the Golden Vanity. And we feared she would be taken by the Spanish enemy. As we sailed along the lowland, and the lowland low, we sailed along the lowland sea. Up spoke the cabin boy, and boldly up spoke he, and he said to the captain, what would you give to me if I swam alongside of the Spanish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, in the lowland, low. I sink her in the lowland sea. I would give you silver, boy. I would give you gold. My own fair daughter, your bonny bride to hold, if you swim alongside of the Spanish enemy, and you swim in the lowland, in the lowland, low, sink her in the lowland sea. So the boy he made ready. Then overboard swam he, and he swam alongside of the Spanish enemy. Then with his brazen auger in her sight, he bore holes three, and he sank her in the lowland, in the lowland low. He sank her in the lowland sea.
And the boy, he swam back to the cheering of the crew. But the captain would not heed him, for his promise he did rue. He scorned his poor entreaties, though loudly he did cry. And he left him there in the lowland, in the lowland, low. He left him in the lowland sea. So the boy, he swam round all along the port side. And up into his messmates, full bitterly he cried. He cried, messmates, pull me up, 'cause I'm sinking with the tide. I'm drifting in the lowland, in the lowland low. I'm drifting here in the lowland sea. But on the deck he died, and they stitched him in his hammock, which was so fair and white. Then they lowered him overboard, where he drifted with the tide. Then he sank into the lowland, in the lowland low. He sank in the lowland.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have Orville back with some harmonica. You know, Orville and I go back. We were so surprised to run into each other here at the Brew Pub in Astoria. Fireside or Firehouse? Are we at the Fireside or the Firehouse?
Key of D.
Neither one, actually. Ooh,
the Key of
that's
D.
That's a little boomy there, huh?
The Key of D.
It's the Fort. We're at the Fort.
Fort George Brewery. Excellent. It's early in the morning. You know, my mom just drove me here. Here we go.
You could tell she's a former school teacher. She's so
here's
nice
a song
to
that
little boy.
Y'all might be able to sing. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it
shine. Come on,
everybody can sing that. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine. Shine each and every day. I'm gonna let it shine.
Each and every day.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now, even though it's raining, people, I'm gonna
let it shine.
Even though it's raining,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Even though it's raining,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Hey,
let it shine. Let it shine. Come on, people. Hey, this little
let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah,
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. Man, we'll have to do that again before another 15 years goes by. Well, we got the house band coming up here soon, but I'll tell you something. As if Saturday wasn't enough for all the amazing things going on, tomorrow night here at Fort George with another family-friendly event is the 1939 Ensemble. Music starts at 8 p.m., and it's always a lot of fun. But tomorrow afternoon, at the Raymond Theater in Washington, there is a Hawaiian slack key music event going on. It's Keola and Moana Beamer at 2 p.m., and that includes some Hawaiian dancing, too, so that should be really fun. And, a premiere event at the Coaster tomorrow at 3 p.m. is the Three-Legged Torso. Fantastic Oregon group. Well, we've got quite a house band today, it appears. We were happy to see Spud made it down a couple months in a row. Thanks, Spud, for doing that. We've got Brad and John, Larry, and Joseph ready to give you some music. So if you didn't put your dancing shoes on, you'd better get your toes worked up. So we're going to listen to these guys for a while, and then we'll get all our musicians up on the stage for some great music to take you out of here. It's a pretty crowded stage today, and those are some of the most fun times when the stage at Troll Radio is filled up. So I'm going to let you guys take over the mics now.
All right, we're taking over. All right, this we're going to play the June Apple. In the key of A, you'll need your capo. Everyone's singing. I have Lauren come up and play some banjo, too. A different style than Brad. And a different style banjo, too. That's a pretty fancy banjo there. Yeah, I'll start a little old-time tune. Let's see, yeah. Why don't you stand right here?
When I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. Start on the high part. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da part. Thank you.
cherry tree. The sweeter grows the cherry. The more you hug and kiss them gals, the sooner you will marry. Hanging on a tree, take a bite out of me. So yes, I was a June apple hanging on a tree. When those June come by, they take a bite out of me.
This is one we just taught the band here, but you'll recognize it, I'm sure. It's a tune about a lovely gal, and her name is Griselda.
Are you ready?
Griselda, wearing the dress that the moonlight shines through. I am a sad and lonely boy, since your mother said I couldn't see you. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, shine your silver light, lead me to my Griselda. Gives me a foothold for my climbing. I've got a rowboat on the lake. The moon is out and all the stars are shining. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, shine your silver light, lead me to my Griselda. Last night, Griselda, learning the lessons nature taught us. Watching a fish jump in the lake, well, it was lovely till your mother caught us. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, shine your silver light, lead me to my Griselda. A jug of wine, Griselda. Why should you spend your time in sorrow? Reach out your hand and have no fear, for if we're caught, I'll marry you tomorrow. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, shine your silver light, lead me to my Griselda. Slipping through the woods in the dark of the night, calling to the moon up yonder. Oh, Lady Moon, shine your silver light. Lead me to my Griselda.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
we learned that from the old Have Mercy album.
We do Waterbound or Black Mountain Rag. We've got a short one here. So
we could do Waterbound. That way I won't have to retune. And then... But a little note. Also, on this stage here, on April 6th, which is a Sunday, will be Michael Hurley. I suggest you come and see Michael Hurley play here.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a good suggestion.
Here's a little tune called Waterbound. Chickens grown from an old pine tree. Chickens grown from an old pine tree. Chickens grown from an old pine tree way down in Clatsop County. I'm waterbound and I can't get home. I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home way down in Clatsop County. Boats up river, I can't get down. My boat's up river and I can't get down. Boats up river and I can't get down. I'll have to wait till morning. Waterbound and I can't get home.
I'm waterbound
and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in Clatsop County. Nick and Charlie left to go home. Nick and Charlie left to go home. Nick and Charlie left to go home before that water rises.
Waterbound and I can't get home.
I'm waterbound and I can't get home.
I'm waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in Clatsop County.
Oh, I got a gal with a wart on her chin, her eyes bug out and her toes point in. A pretty good gal for the shape she's in. I hope she comes out tonight. Well, I'd give you $5 if you come out tonight.
I'll give you $5 if you come out tonight.
Give you $5 if you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon. I'm waterbound and I can't get home.
I'm waterbound
and I can't get home.
Waterbound and I can't get home.
Way down in Clatsop County. I'm waterbound and I can't get home.
I'm waterbound
and I can't get home.
Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in Clatsop County.
All right. Oh my gosh. It's almost an overload of great music here today. Well, thanks to all these great musicians. Thanks to Murphy and Midoff for coming down. And Lauren Sheehan. It's going to be, we're getting everybody up here now so we can go out with one really fantastic song. I want to say a great big thank you to the Blue Scorcher Cafe because they always provide us with some coffee for the grown-ups and a few cookies for the kids. Thanks a lot. That's really kind that you do that. And thanks to the amazing engineering crew we have here. We have Terry and Carol and Jack and Ray and Yosef and Brian and Joanne today and Terry. They really make it happen. And a big thank you to Todd back at the station today, too, who has put a lot of work into the event today. in Nehalem, in Manzanita, rather. So get on down there for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some good music. It's really fun to go to Manzanita on a rainy day, actually. I want to make sure that you all know that next month, the last Saturday in April, we've got some fantastic music. We've got For Uke, a bunch of ukulele players joining us, a big family thing. And I am sorry to say I don't know the name of my second act, but they are some amazing kids from Astoria High School who I have, I'm proud to have been their teacher when they were little kids and happy to be their friends now. So it's going to be some really a lot of amazing talent next month. So we'll see you here on the last Saturday. And I want to say thank you to the Tillicum Foundation for letting this happen and the Fort George Brewery for giving us this great home for Troll Radio Review. And now we're going to go out here with this huge stage, the stage full of so many musicians. I know they've practiced this for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Not even.
Well, they tell me that I'm the oldest one here. I don't know how they found that out, but anyway, my choice is I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. My late wife was from Alabama. In the key of George. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my Susanna for the sea. It rained all night today, I left the weather, it's too dry. The sun's so hot, I'm frozen to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. For I come from